that there might not be some expression that is what you call a life-spanning career or project. It might turn out to be that, it might not. But you don't have to know that. The point simply is you will unerringly be led to whatever you need to do in whatever way you need to do it if, at every given moment, you simply choose out of all the options available to you the most exciting one and act on it to the best of your ability until the next most exciting moment makes itself revealed to you, or until there is no more excitement in that and you look around for another. But it can be anything. You might decide, out of all the options you have available to you at any given moment, that simply taking a walk in the park is the most exciting thing you can imagine doing at that moment. If you diminish that, if you devalue that as if it had no business or no place having anything at all to do with this idea of environmental protection that you say you're excited about, then you're missing the point. If that really is the most exciting thing that occurs to you at that moment that you're capable of doing, then it is connected, and the excitement is what tells you that it is. Because who knows what you're going to think of on that walk? Who knows who you might meet? Who knows what you might see? That will dovetail right back in to the other thing that you may not really have an ability to do anything about at the moment. That may not right then contain all your highest excitement. Does this make some sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Why did you say it like that?
Because I'm thinking of how to apply it to my specific situation.
I just told you.
Well,
why are you making this complicated? Oh, I see. You enjoy complication.
No.
Are you sure?
I have to make a decision in the next 3 weeks.
Then make one.
Well, the situation for me is that over the past year, I've taught a number of seminars on environmental sustainability.
Yes.
And there was a lot of giving and receiving of love that went on, and
yes,
I felt empowered and like that was part of my joy.
You felt empowered. Why?
Because I felt like I was doing my highest joy.
And are you saying you don't feel empowered now?
In the two jobs I'm looking at, no.
Then why would you consider either of them?
Because
what? Here it comes. Because what?
Because I think they could be steps along the path to what my ultimate joy is.
You think they could be?
Yes, I think they could be.
You think they could be?
I don't know. Feel they could be? I don't know. Feel they could be.
What we're saying is, it's not obvious, is it?
No.
Then, what does that tell you?
Well,
what
should
does
I look
that
for
tell you?
Look for a third option?
Thank you. What did we just get through saying? You have before you several options. What out of all the options actually does contain the most excitement at this given moment? Obviously, something other than those two options must. Mm-hmm. Well, can you name right now a third thing that has more excitement than those two? Anything at all that has more excitement than those two?
I can't think of a practical one that I could.
What do you mean a practical one?
One where
Why
I can make a living.
Why are you putting in terms and conditions this idea?
Because I have some debt and I need to be making money.
So you're
right
making
away.
It conditional. You're
yes.
making it conditional. You're not getting this. Let it sink in. I'll give it to you one more time because we love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you. If you were willing, now pay attention, this is important. If you were willing to believe, I'll say it again. If you were willing to believe that such a thing as simply taking a walk in the park might actually bring you into contact with what you need to support yourself, wouldn't you allow that to be an option that could be more exciting?
Yes.
Yes, but not really. In other words, you don't really believe that something like that could actually give you the money you need.
I have to admit, I have some fear. I'm not saying doubt about it, but I have some fear
about
it.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know.
Fear is doubt. Doubt is fear.
See, one of my concerns is that one of the options that I'm looking at is to become a senior person in an agency that would rate companies' environmental performance and use that to influence Wall Street, which could have a lot of leverage over corporations.
Stop.
Okay.
I would like to ask you to do something right now, if you are willing.
Yes.
Do you have a straight line of ability to walk toward the channel's chair?
Yes. No, I don't.
All right. Will you please move yourself to a spot where there is no obstruction between yourself and the channel's chair?
Okay.
And be about, say, 10, 20, 30 feet away, whatever you wish, but not right up on it.
Okay.
You have a clear line?
Oh. Okay. Yes.
All right. Now, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
How did you get there?
I walked.
That's all? You didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to plan it. You didn't have to say, well, what am I going to do when I get to that spot? You didn't have to think about, well, what's going to happen after step number four? Should I make step number five there or here?
Well, I thought a little bit about that.
Well, if step number five is here, will I be able to influence step number six? Will step number seven be as powerful as it could be if step number six is over there instead of over here?
No.
If you did all that, you wouldn't have walked. You wouldn't be where you are now.
It's true.
It would have been impossible. And that's what you're doing to your life. You're trying to second guess, third guess, fourth guess, fifth guess, sixth guess, seventh guess yourself, thinking that you need to know every single move you're going to ever make. And that is going to straitjacket you so that you won't be able to move at all.
Well,
if, don't say, well, if you really trust the idea that your excitement, your highest joy, is all the guiding principle you need, then a very, very, very lightweight and loose outline is all that's ever necessary. Let the plan fill itself in as you go. Don't plan it all out before you even take the first step. I'm not saying be, in your terms, willy-nilly. I'm not saying be irresponsible. I'm simply saying you are putting too much planning into what it is without enough understanding that the planning unfolds automatically if you will give it a chance to do so. And you will wind up being where you really do need to be to make a difference where you really need to make a difference if that is really representative of your heart's desire and your joy. You don't have to necessarily plan out every single route and every single step of how you think you need to get there, because very often the routes you all plan and the steps you all lay out are the longest possible path there is. And there actually might be a shorter one, but you're not willing to find out what it is through automatic synchronicity because you think you need to know every single step, every single moment of the way. And that's not the case. Does this make some sense to you?
Yes, and one of the questions that I was going to ask you is how to live in the present and not always be worrying or thinking about or planning about the future.
All right, well, again, I really just told you. When you trust, when you fully believe that allowing yourself to act on your highest joy at any given moment is what you need to do, and that's all you need to do, there will be no other choice but to live in the present. You will not want to behave in any other fashion. That's how. But you haven't made it important enough yet. You haven't made it powerful enough yet.
Well, I think the problem for me is that I don't know fully how to trust then, because I have a lot of fear.
No. You do. Trust me, you know how to trust. None of you lack any trust. You had never have, never will. There's no such thing as a lack of trust. No such thing, not even for a second. No such thing. Never has been, never will be a lack of trust. The question is, what definition are you putting your trust in?
Well, it's true. I probably trust that I'm not good enough and can't make it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you see, it's not about learning how to trust. You already know how to do that. And when we go back to the idea of definitions and motivations, as soon as you redefine what living in the moment is all about, as soon as you redefine the idea of what following your joy is all about, as soon as you give following your joy a definition that lets it